Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, last year at this time, I was at UCSF having an ankle replacement surgery and a very torn up and arthritic joint. So why is it that anniversaries are always there as reminders of what we were doing and, in some cases, promising? 2 days from now, I'll celebrate 49 years in the business world, which means in a few more months, I'll also celebrate 49 years of a wonderful marriage. But what I hope is that we never have to celebrate the day Russia took control of the Ukraine, let alone the day that the invasion began on February 24th, 2022. Years ago, I had a very good customer who was from the Ukraine. He came here with his wife and 2 children in the 90s. They landed in Chicago, where he took up his craft as a plumber. They lived in a housing tenement with other immigrants, who, by the way, came here legally and lived in a very humble and a frugal life. They saved their money and one day decided they'd had enough of Chicago's climate and packed up and moved to Eureka. They bought a business and made it a successful business by any American standard. The couple were good Christians and were teaching me how to speak Russian up until the day they sold their business and moved north. When I hear the voices of Ukrainian people in the news crying and sobbing, holding on to their children and their suitcases, it's just not possible to feel that they might be related to my business friends. I'm so blown away by the relatively good English that many of those interviewed speak. Can you imagine yourself in the same situation? How many of us can speak the Russian language? These people that are being literally killed indiscriminately are at one with another fighting against this big a-hole of a person whom I would hope he'd just take himself out like Hitler did. And then there's the President Zelensky, his gracious answering questions to the media, just as I prepare these comments, towards the USA and at the same time kindly reminding the world that they're really in need. I could spend an hour talking about our mistakes as a country in this mess as we come to the aid very late with sanctions and missiles. But Monday morning quarterbacks are a dime a dozen. One of the issues, though, that keeps getting swept under the rug is the constant fueling, pardon the terrible fun, of Putin's war by continuing to buy over 250,000 barrels of oil a day. From Russia, that is. When not long ago, under the previous administration, we were pumping more than that from our own wells, giving us a total energy independence. I'd like the job of telling the Ukrainians this story in their language so that they would understand, and understand that we're putting a greener umbrella over the USA, over giving our money to a war that seems to be headed only in the wrong direction. One expression that I remember really well from our get-togethers with my Ukrainian friends was a formal way of saying goodbye. До свидания. Until the next meeting. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.